Hi guys.
Welcome back to Bareface Banter.
I never know if we should both say it or if one of us should say it.
I mean, it's up to you. I just say it because I look at you and then you don't say shit. So I'm like, Bareface Banter, that's the name.
Yay. Welcome back, guys.
Welcome back. We're so happy you're here.
I'm going to ask you first, how was your weekend? Because I think I usually blab
you
first.
You always ask me first.
Do
it's
I? Fine.
Oh, it's whatever.
Wait, really?
I think so.
I didn't know that.
And I always say, I had a weekend full of clients. That's like the last few episodes. But I actually did have clients this weekend. Wait, no, what did I do this week? Yeah, I did. I had clients. I have clients pretty much every weekend unless it's like I'm out of town or, but what else
you
did
mean
I
it's
do?
Literally your job?
What else did I do? I went to, oh my God.
Sara! I was watching.
Wait, that happened too slow. It was slow motion. Stop. Are you okay?
God.
Are you okay? Slight intermission, guys. The light just fell because my menace cat just knocked it over on Anelli. But she's locking her in the room as we currently are speaking. But.
Understand. Okay, well,
I don't remember. I think I was talking about what I did this weekend.
You were about to say, you were like, oh yeah, I did something, and then you went and I thought you were excited about something you were gonna tell me, and then the light just fell.
Dude, it was like slowly coming closer to me, and I didn't even realize it was falling until like it was almost
till it was on my head.
Bro, that's why we locked that little bitch up. She's crazy.
We posted a TikTok and it was like our mascot and then our menace, and she's our menace.
Yeah, she gets locked up during every episode.
Dude, I can't believe she did that. Like, she's never done that. We always knew she could and right. She would, but she'd never actually done it.
Exactly.
What a bitch.
No, yeah. Aroka, it's not time to play. Oh my God, this boy keeps bringing me his toy right now.
He's like, Mom. Anyway, so this weekend you had clients.
I can't remember. I had clients. I actually I had a pretty relaxing weekend is what I did.
That's nice.
I didn't do anything crazy. Yeah.
Such a contrary.
What did you do?
What I
did. Oh, yeah.
I literally flew out to see my uncle because he had surgery like a week ago. And so I went to go see him and he's like older. My mom's the youngest of five and her brother is 20 years older than her. So he's like, you know, a little bit older. So I went to see him and I flew out on Friday. Mm-hmm. We drove to LAX actually, because that was like the only direct flight, because flying from John Wayne would have been like a stop and like 2 a.m. And I was like, forget it.
Yeah.
I'd rather go to LAX
and
deal with that.
Direct. Yeah, same.
So we flew from LAX to Fort Lauderdale and landed at like 6 a.m. And then we got a rental car, but my uncle's was like, oh, like I need to get one, because my uncle's taking care of my other uncle.
Okay.
And he's like, oh, I have to get him ready, whatever. We didn't end up going to their house until 12. So I was like, we totally could have taken a later flight.
Oh my gosh. So you were just waiting around for 6 hours?
Yeah, my mom and I were just like driving around. And actually,
oh, I didn't know your mom went with you.
Yeah, we went together.
Oh.
So yeah, we flew JetBlue. Again, update. I genuinely think JetBlue is climbing because
my
personal experience is that I didn't know it was that good, but the general like seating space for your legs is insane.
Way better.
We didn't even pay for extra space and I had as much space as you pay for at Delta.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Higher quality.
We actually had this really funny story and it was kind of terrifying. So we went to the bathroom and we were at a Publix, which, do you know what a Publix is?
Yeah.
Okay. If someone doesn't know what a Publix is, it's basically like any big name grocery store.
It's like a large grocery store. It's only on the East Coast, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they had a Publix and my mom and I went to the bathroom and we were talking about how much we don't like Florida. So we were like, my mom was like,
why?
Because I don't like Florida. Like, I don't like it. I don't like I don't know. There's something about Florida I just don't like.
Okay.
It's just like not for me.
Okay.
Families live there my whole life and I just never really liked Florida.
Okay.
I'll stay there for a couple weeks and I will very happily leave that place. And I like humidity, so it's not that.
Okay.
Anyways, my mom and I went to the bathroom and we were talking about how we don't like Florida very much. It's too flat, whatever. The weather, it literally randomly rains and it's like 80 degrees and it's sunny and then it's like pouring rain and you're like, what happened? And then 5 minutes later, it's not.
Yeah, it's kay? Tropical.
So we walk into the bathroom and we're still talking and we both get in our stalls to like, you know, go pee. we start going to the bathroom, and then out of nowhere, by the way, we walked in and I was under the impression we're the only people in there because it's dead silent and we didn't hear anything.
Stop. I think I know where this is going.
And then out of nowhere, this voice goes,
"Oh,
mamitas." And I'm sitting in.
To you guys? Just
wait. I'm sitting in the furthest, like the stall closest to the door. My mom's in the stall to the right. And we're like literally like meow, 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 talking, whatever.
You guys are talking between the stalls.
And then as we're talking, someone goes, mamitas. And I was like, I didn't say anything because I genuinely thought it was recording. You know how they like play recordings?
Oh my God.
And then 2 seconds, like 5 seconds later, she goes again, mamitas, me oyen? Like, do you hear me? And what so I was like, fuck? I was like sitting as someone who works in marketing, I'm like, damn, this is a really good advertisement because it sounded like a recording.
Why would that be in the bathroom?
Dude, she literally like, she projected her voice like a fucking automated like message would. Okay.
Okay.
And then she like in Spanish asked if we had any money.
Oh my God.
And I was.
Imagine it actually is a recording. She just plays it when she walks in. Stop,
dude. It was literally the first time in my life where I was like actually too stunned to speak. I sat there. I said nothing. I just kept peeing. And my mom then goes, oh, we don't have any bills.
Uh-huh.
And then she just goes, she says nothing. She doesn't even respond to us.
Okay.
And I'm freaked out as like literally all the way from here to fucking whatever. I was freaked out. I was like terrified because I literally had no idea. And her voice was so loud. It was terrifying. So we're washing our hands and my mom's like doing her hair. She's just like putting her hair in a ponytail for the sixth time today. Worried. And I'm like, mom. I'm like looking at her. I was like, mom, let's get the fuck out of here. Like, what if this lady comes out? And she was like, it's fine. And she's like putting her hair up. And I was like,
what are you worried about?
I don't know. Some crazy lady attacking us or something.
Attacking you?
What if she like robbed me?
The mamitas lady?
Dude.
Girl, she's not going to attack you. She needs money.
Miranda.
Silence.
She was sitting in the homeless, or not the homeless stall. The handicap stall. She was sitting. Stall. I'm getting canceled.
She's homeless sitting in the handicap stall asking for money.
Thank you.
Okay, so
anyways, we rushed out of the bathroom.
Wait, I have a question.
Yeah,
was the door closed or open?
It was closed.
Oh, so she's just sitting in a closed stall.
But that type of bathroom, all the doors were closed until you open them, so that's why I thought we were the only ones in there because it was dead quiet. We
so
went in.
She's
nobody
just like hiding in the stall asking.
Yes,
when people
dude.
Come in. So, okay, wait. But realistically, imagine like you did have money. What are you gonna do? Slide it under the stall? Like, what does she want you to do?
She was like, "Oh, I just need $2 to get on the bus," and I was like, "I was just so
You're
taken
like,
aback."
Do you have Venmo?
No, literally. Do you have Zelle? No, but I was so I just like I don't know. It was the weirdest experience. And then my mom didn't know that I thought that. She just thought I was like freaked out, so I didn't say anything. I was like, "Mom, I thought it was a recording." And so when I was telling her, she like basically was like pissing herself laughing, walking through Publix because I was like, mom, I actually didn't think that was a real person. So I was so confused when you started responding. I thought my mom was losing her mind at first. And then I realized like once we were washing our hands, like, oh my God, it's a real person. And then I was like, mom, let's get the fuck out of here.
First of all, that's weird that you thought it was a recording.
Miranda, if you heard it, you would have thought it sounded like a recording. Like it literally sounded like a recording.
Dude, she probably is a robot because of how often she does that. Like I can imagine her just
mamitas.
Yeah, yeah, waiting for people every time. She's just sitting in the stall like mamitas.
Dude, it was so loud and terrifying. Anyway, that was
That's weird.
That was a very odd experience. But then I drove to IKEA to get my uncle some stuff for their house.
They have an IKEA in Florida?
Yeah, it's like 20 minutes from where they live because they live like in Hollywood, so it's like by Fort Lauderdale.
Okay.
But I drove to Sunrise, Florida, and it basically just looked like Orange County, which I thought was very interesting. Mm. But yeah,
they do have an Orange County in Florida. Did you know that?
There's also an Orange County in the east, like in the think it's in New York or something like that. There's a million Orange counties.
I didn't know that. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Dang. Okay.
I know. Anyways, my weekend was just traveling a lot. We literally flew out Friday, came back Sunday night, and we landed. And then they were like, oh, sorry, our gate's not open. We're just going to have to wait for 20 minutes until they open it up.
And then, like, how they spoke?
Yeah, basically.
We're gonna have to wait 20
minutes. And 20 minutes. And then, like, 20 minutes goes by and they're like, not open yet. And then we started moving and I was like, oh, okay, cool. And Zach just ended up parking the car because he was just there, like, hello, what time is
it? Wait, Zach was with you too?
He picked us up.
Oh, okay. I'm like so lost. Okay,
I know.
Okay,
I was okay. Like, pew, pew, pew.
Okay.
He was waiting for us. He came to pick us up. It took so long that he ended up parking the car and just literally like standing in the baggage claim waiting for us.
Oh my God.
You know that meme of the dude that's like at a sporting event and he's like, you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay. I'll put it up when I make a video of this.
That's how Zach was with
literally just the. Literally, that's how he was. It was kind of funny. Anyways, that was my weekend. I actually was talking to one of my friends, and she told me that I needed to talk about this on the podcast. And I told you that I had a story for you.
I love when people tell us stories and they're like, talk about it on the podcast.
Because it's just the reaction and like the comments that are going to come out of your mouth.
Okay, I can't wait. Okay, wait.
Okay.
Let me get comfy. Okay.
So I'll give you some backstory. So she'd been like dating this dude. Kind of. And they like dated for a little bit. Like they dated for like maybe like 6 months or something, right?
What do you mean kind of though?
Like they dated.
Like was it casual?
No, like they dated. Like they were like exclusively like together, you know, like only sleeping with each other, seeing each other type of thing.
Okay.
Like going to each other's houses and stuff like that.
Okay.
And then she broke it off with him because he was like too much. Okay. We're not going to get into the details.
Okay.
Then they start talking again. And this is like maybe 2 weeks ago. Okay. We'll give it a month.
Can you give me the time frame of like when they broke it off and or does that not matter?
Probably like a month or 2 months.
Okay. Okay.
Like a little bit of time. Not that much time. Okay. Like a short amount of time.
Okay.
They start talking again. And it's been like maybe 2 weeks since they started talking again.
Okay.
Okay. And he seems to be like normal now. He like, you know, is talking to her, communicating, whatever, all the things that she was complaining about before
he's
doing now.
Okay.
Not shocking. He tells her to come over. And so she was like, okay, cool. Like I'll pack my bag and like I'll head over. And she was going over like after work or something. Mm-hmm. So it was like later in the night. And she's the type of person that like she showers before she goes to sleep versus showering in the morning. Like she likes to shower every night before she goes to bed, just like a body shower. She doesn't have to wash her hair every night. So she comes over and he's showering.
Mm-hmm.
And so she like goes up to the door. She's like, hey, like, do you need a couple minutes or like, you know, can I like hop in, you know, or whatever. And he's like, oh, like a couple minutes. She's like, okay, cool, whatever. And then like a couple minutes goes by and she goes, okay, like, can I just like jump in? And he was like, yeah, sure. Why not? Because like they have done this before. They showered
together.
Yeah, they've showered together and stuff.
Okay.
Okay. She gets in and they're like scrub-a-dub-a-dubbing or whatever. And then he just goes.
I'm so nervous.
He just goes, you know, I just don't think I'm ever going to be able to get over you cheating on your ex-husband.
What? Randomly?
As they're both standing there butt-ass naked. Taking a shower. He brings this up. Okay. Backstory.
Like, I'm cleaning myself. Let me just get real deep right now. Oh my God.
I said, how are you going to have your butthole out? And you're going to bring up me cheating on my ex-husband. That's crazy, dude. That's crazy. You're standing there like in a shower.
As fuck.
In a shower. It's not your most prideful moment as a man. And you're going to talk to me about me cheating on my ex-husband? What?
Well, I mean, that's a very awkward time to bring that up. Like, it's very
strange. Mind you, as some support to this woman, her now ex-husband, she divorced him. He had cheated on her, like, multiple times.
Okay.
So at the time that she had cheated on him, it was, like, an emotional, for her type
revengeful
of moment. Like, no. Like, she was so, like, broken and felt so, like... Like, it was for her type of thing.
Right.
Doesn't make it better, but he also had, like, emotionally neglected the absolute shit out of her and physically neglected the absolute shit out of her and was cheating on her multiple times.
So she cheated before she broke it off, but she was planning on probably
She broke it off with him again when he lied about cheating on her, and then he was cheating with his coworker.
Jesus. Okay.
Yeah. Multiple coworkers, actually. Anyways. Yeah. They're in the shower, and like he had said to her, like before they broke up time.
Okay, I was gonna say.
He'd said, like, you know, I don't think I could get over it, and she.
So that was one of the reasons why, like, they had issues. I'm
kind
assuming.
Of, yeah, because like she was, you know, he was just kind of picky about it. Mind you, he's younger than her by like 3-4 years.
Funnier.
Okay, he's like 32.
Okay,
and he's never been married. Nothing. Whatever. She's been married before, obviously. You know, she's like an adult, and. The worst part is this guy, like literally a week before, was like, we should have a baby.
Okay. All guys say that.
Okay, but then why are you going to be butt-ass naked with your little shriveled life, and you are telling me that you can't get over me cheating on my ex-husband, but you asked me a week ago to have a baby with you?
No, he's...
Question mark? But like, I was like, dude, I can't even imagine standing there. I was like, what did you... I was like, okay, but I need to understand.
Like, I would be...
I asked her so many questions.
Washing the shampoo out of my hair.
No,
like,
literally, I asked her so many questions. I was like, okay, hold on. Because at what point in the shower did he ask you this?
Yeah.
Was it like, you just got in?
He's like, I just can't get over the fact that
you... Yeah, did he say it then? Or did he say it like, while you're scrubbing? Like, are you done? Are you about to get out? She was like, oh, no. Like, I was done. Like, I was about to get out.
Grabbing the towel.
Kind of thing. Like, rinsing off.
Damn.
And I was like, so what'd you say? And she literally goes, well, I said, that's understandable. Like, you know, I think, like, I understand how you feel that way. I'm not proud of it, but I own it because, like, I know I've made a mistake and I own my mistakes.
Right.
And like,
which
she's,
is like the honorable thing to do.
Right. And like, her, even like that, she didn't have to tell him shit. She didn't have to tell him that any of that happened. She didn't have to say like, oh yeah, I cheated on my ex-husband or whatever, or any of it. She didn't have to tell him anything.
Yeah.
And so I literally was just like, I can't even imagine that man. Like, what were you like? I'm like, what were you thinking that was a good idea? And of all the places, she had just gotten there. She literally, and she said,
and they just got back together.
Bro, she literally was like, you couldn't have told me this on the phone when I was on the phone with you packing my bag. And he was like, it like just came to me.
You know what, Anneli? Here's the thing.
While you're washing your balls, it came to you? What the fuck?
Here's the thing. Showering together is a very intimate experience. Okay, so I bet you what had happened.
Let me in then.
I bet you what had happened is this man was like, when you remember when she first was like, oh, let me get in? And then he was like, no. Like, he said,
well,
no.
Well, no, she said no. I think she asked him, like, oh, are you going to be a couple minutes? And then he was like, yeah, just like a couple minutes. And then when a couple minutes went by, she was like, oh, like, can I just jump in? He was like, yeah.
Okay, so
that's how it went.
So she got in the shower. Okay, and like, it's a very intimate thing. So he's probably sitting there like vulnerable as fuck, right? And he's like,
like, you're defending this man.
No, I'm just saying it makes sense because he's like, you know, in his intimate moment, he's like showering with this girl. She's probably like, you know, and then he's just like, in his mind, he's thinking, damn, she's like, he's probably like, she's sexy, but she did this. It's like in the back of his head, and it just like blurted out.
His intrusive thoughts won, and they shouldn't have, because that is like quite literally the worst way to break up. So she literally just said,
wait, so they broke up after
she
that?
Literally was like, okay, so I'm gonna get my stuff, I'm gonna go.
They showered together, they're clean.
She came over, took a 5-minute shower with him, and then went home.
Stop, that's actually how it ended. There was no, like...
Nope.
And she hasn't talked to him since.
Nope.
He hasn't, like...
Nope.
Oh, what the fuck?
I told you. You're going to be like, huh?
Dude, there has to be more to this. That can't end like
that. She just literally was like, she was like, all right, well, I understand that you feel that way. I'm going to get my stuff and I'm going to go.
So they just rinsed themselves of their sins and just left him.
Literally. After he was like, let's have a baby. And I was like, when she told me that,
I don't think that's kind of weird, because all guys say that.
Miranda.
All guys say that.
Miranda.
Dude, guys say that shit. Miranda. They think it's like a thing that turns girls on and go, let's have a baby. Like, no.
I don't think I've ever experienced that.
Really?
No. I've never had someone be like, I want to have a baby with you. And I'm like,
I have.
Yeah, that's a move?
I don't know if it's a move, but I know that guys say that. Like, I think it's just stupid stuff that they say. I'm calling all guys stupid.
I don't know, man. I ain't never had anybody try to use that as a... Listen, he had a lot of red flags, and I won't air it out because it's probably going to give it away.
I mean, yeah, it is weird.
She was telling me things, and I was like, red flag. And then she would say something else, and I'm like, red flag.
That's insane.
Literally, when she told me, I was like, I'm sorry. Of all of the places, all of the ways, of all of the things you could say, that is the weirdest, most out of pocket way you can do that.
Yeah.
Like, literally pick... That was not on my bingo card for this year. 2024 bingo card wasn't on it. Nope. Wouldn't have pictured it. Friend getting broken up with while butt-ass naked
shower.
In a shower while sudsed up. Just scrubbity-dub-dub. So creepy.
That's very strange.
I just think
like psychologically it makes sense because my mind just goes to that. I'm telling you, it's an intimacy thing. It's like when you go to the psychologist and they have to like strip you down of all your like they make sure everything's clear around you. What am I talking about?
Random. Who have you gone to? Tell me so I never go to that person. Stop, okay, Miranda, listen. So get butt ass naked and get in the shower. No, I'm fucking dead. Here's a bar of soap. Start talking about how you feel.
Stop this.
Anyways, yeah, I really just didn't like when he said that to me. Like, what the fuck? No, my therapist used to ask me.
No, you know what I'm talking about. They do like some psychotherapy where they're just like, they. Never mind. This is making me sound worse.
Miranda, I'm telling you right now, the therapist that I have gone to.
I'm gonna look this up later.
The justification.
But no, I'm onto something in my head. I just can't get it out.
Sure, Miranda.
I need to go take a shower so I can get it.
She can think about it. She's just, fuck, man. I just.
Because a lot of your thoughts come out in the shower, Nelly. That's a thing.
Well, for some
that
people.
Should be our thoughts for thoughts today. Shower thoughts.
Okay. Here it is, I guess. Here's our shower thoughts. No, I just. Okay, oh, I understand, shit. Like, the shower being a place where people think and, like, yeah, people say sing. That because it's, like, an intimate. I get it. I get it. Right. I get it. I get it. I get it.
Do you sing in the shower?
What?
I don't know. I just feel random right now. Okay, go ahead.
Do I sing in the shower? Yes. I used to. And now that I'm in a relationship, I do not. I also, when I was younger, actually, I used to listen to music a lot when showering. Okay. I don't do that anymore. So really? I don't sing when I shower.
Yeah. No.
I would only sing if music is playing. Do you sing in the shower?
No.
You are a karaoke bitch, so maybe.
Me hesitating? No. No, I really don't. If there's, I honestly don't play music that much in the shower, but no, I sing in the car. I told you this on the last episode.
Yeah, with the fucking. But you said, okay, but what I, you know what's funny? I actually listened to it back. You actually didn't say that you read lyrics to songs. You said you did that with rap songs a lot.
Yeah, rap songs.
So you're telling me you're driving and reading lyrics to rap along?
Yeah. No, not driving. I said I was parked.
Oh, okay. Even worse. So you park, she goes, hold on. Puts it in park, pulls up the lyrics, starts fucking rapping. Just parked. Wait, Miranda!
When you say it like that, you make it sound so much worse. Oh my god!
Stop.
No, but I don't sing in the shower, dude. No, no.
I wouldn't shame you.
No, I wouldn't either. I know people who sing in the shower,
like loud though.
Yeah,
I've never heard someone like belt in a shower, unless it's like what they're like one of those
trying
like,
to be funny or something.
Nope, I was going the opposite direction. What? I was saying someone who like wants to like do that as a profession, so they like belt in the shower, you know what I mean? Because the acoustics.
What the actual fuck are you saying?
I'm sorry, did I not speak English? Brenda, are you high as shit right now?
I wish.
I said acoustics.
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 I know, I said acoustics.
A Q-tip. Anyways,
okay,
so, the acoustics in the shower are
right,
like
because of like the echoes and stuff like that,
right? That's what I'm saying. So people who want to do that as a profession,
this podcast, this podcast.
No, she didn't. She said, "You should have seen your face, dude. You went for
we're
it.
See it.
True.
Oh my god." This podcast just turns
stop,
into
the people
me fucking singing.
The people listening in the car just turns into fucking volume zero so they don't have to hear us.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. All the headphone users are going to be like, oh. Hopefully our karaoke is good.
Yeah.
Anyways, I just thought it was really interesting. I just like, I don't know. I wouldn't picture myself getting broken up that way. And to also touch on your therapist thing, I understand what you're saying about breaking down the person and their thoughts and whatever. But I just like, I don't know. I just like don't agree. I feel like it's like low key weird to do that. I just, I don't know. I don't think I would have.
No, it's definitely weird.
Like I wouldn't like have the like thought to do that. You know what I mean? Like I think I would look at it and be like, I definitely shouldn't say this out loud.
I would more so bring that up like when you're laying in bed, like pillow talk kind of thing or in the morning.
Or, you know, like when you're like, on the phone inviting them over.
Okay,
you know?
That too. But I'm just saying like. That's more of like an intimate conversation that you have, like not when you're naked in
not
the
when your
shower.
Butthole's like literally getting fucking hot water going ksh, ksh, ksh.
Yeah, that's weird.
I don't know.
No,
I just
weird. I was just trying to give him the benefit of the doubt because I know shit comes out when you're like.
I mean, I hope shit doesn't come out when you're in the shower. For her sake, I hope no shit came out.
He like takes a shit. And he's like, so I really don't like the fact that you cheated on your husband.
And then he just nervously pooped. Stop. I would literally, I couldn't, ew. I don't think I'd ever be able to take a shower with someone again.
How did we get on this topic? Stop.
That's You're the one that brought up pooping.
I didn't. You did.
No, you did.
Bro. We're going to watch this back. It was you.
I think you sucked. I think, hello? I think you sucked in it. I thought you brought it up.
No.
No?
Nope.
Okay. Anyways, really smooth transition to our thoughts for thoughts today. What did you say you wanted it to be? We're not going to do it, but what did you say you wanted it to be?
The shower thoughts.
Anyway, so our thoughts for thoughts today is, what would you do with $1 million?
I don't know. You go first.
She said, buy 6 showers. No.
Karaoke machine.
No, literally, dude, open up 100 karaoke clubs all and hookah lounges. That's what you would do.
I do want to own a hookah lounge. That'd be dope.
Yeah. I mean, $100 million is a lot of money to open up one hookah lounge.
No. Yeah. You could do a lot more. I don't even know what I would do. Like, that's so much money.
I don't even know what I would do. That's how you said it. Okay. So part of what I would do with it would be I would open up an animal sanctuary because it's.
Oh, my God. How did I know this was going there?
It's so rude that you're hating on me doing something literally nice.
Go ahead. Go ahead. I knew that you were going to. I knew it.
I'm going to touch the inside of your hand.
I'm
going to
open up an animal sanctuary.
Miranda, it's like actually my dream.
I know. It's so cute.
Don't patronize me. You're the one that brought up poop showers. Anyways, I would open up an animal sanctuary.
That's cute. I'm teasing.
I would start like a rescue for dogs and animals and cats and, you know, in general, animals in shelters that are in like euthanization
situations. Yeah.
Because there's way too many animals that get euthanized. And I am a big person of adopt, don't shop. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with shopping for a dog if you really, really, really want a specific breed. But I really challenge people to look and see if there is an adoptable dog because there are so many. And the amount of puppies that get murdered is depressing.
That is really
sad. So I would absolutely open up a sanctuary, and I would also open up a rescue to help shelters and make sure that they have enough space and there's enough fostering and just movement so that they can keep saving animals and we don't have to kill them because I'm really big on that. Anyways, that's part of what I would do with it. And then I obviously would like, you know, buy like a nice house and shit.
That's it? Just buy a nice house?
Well, what do I need to do? I obviously I'd give money to like my family and stuff too, like anyone who needed it. I mean, even if you were like, oh, I want to do something, I'd be like, here.
That's so nice, Anneli.
What do you mean?
I would do the same thing.
It's $100 million. I'm not going to use that all. Like, I think it's really easy. People are, I don't know. I know that it's pretty easy to spend. You could spend $1 million pretty quickly. You could buy like a couple things.
I mean, just a casual couple.
No. Like if you buy like, $100 million. If you buy like one house in Orange County, there goes $1 million.
What? They're not $1 million
anymore.
Sure,
but you can get a house for $1 million, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like it's like a tiny one. That isn't that much money in the sense of like where we live. You can spend $1 million very easily. You can get a really expensive car. You can, you know, buy a house. You can do different things with it. So like $1 million.
That's so sad.
That you can't do much with it.
It's just sad.
Like, yes, yes, Shan.
It's just so sad to
Starts
think
crying.
About. It's no, it's
Speaking
sad.
Of shower thoughts.
It's so sad to think about that like $100 million is not that much money.
No, it's
not. But for some people, that's life changing.
Oh,
for most people, that's life changing. But also like some people don't even dream of having $100,000.
Yeah.
Do you get 100%. What I'm saying?
100%.
That's so sad.
It's not for me to say that like $1 million or $100 million isn't crazy. I'm just saying that if you look at like what the world looks like and if you really want to use money to make a change or do something, there's a lot of money getting thrown around. There's trillions and trillions of dollars that people are spending on things. You know, like they talk about all the time, like billionaires, they literally spend like $1 million and it's literally like a $20 equivalent or some bullshit. Not actually, but like it's nothing to them.
Yeah,
so it's just, you know, I would do things to help other people with it, support myself, my family, my friends, my loved ones. And then like, you know, generational wealth. I wouldn't be stupid and waste it. Like I would create funds for.
She's like, yeah, party.
Fuck yeah. No, I would totally set up like funds and things like that. Like,
yeah, I would do the same
for kids and for school. And just if people want to go to school or if you want to start a business, like I would do those things. Like that's what I would do with it. I wouldn't be selfish with it.
Yeah. No. Okay. So I'd be similar. Minus the animal sanctuary. I would probably open up a few businesses with it.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Because I have ideas of different businesses and that would be very helpful.
That is a business. Thank you very much. It's just a nonprofit.
No, mine would be for profit.
She said gonna make that 100 to 200.
Yeah, girl, I'm flipping that shit. But I would do real estate. I would own a few, not just one house, but yeah. I would own probably more. I mean, I don't know, maybe like some sort of rental income.
Maybe I wasn't thinking about spending the whole $100 million. I was just like, oh, what would I do with some of it? I wouldn't use all of it.
Also, I would definitely travel a ton.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Travel a ton.
Okay, so you would invest in real estate, which is a very smart thing to do. Business. Love that for you.
Invest in businesses.
Yep. Multiple. You said travel.
Travel.
Okay.
And give to family and friends who need.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So, like, really not that far off.
I wouldn't just give to family and friends.
It depends. I'm saying,
like, I'm being honest. I wouldn't just give it. Like, how you're like, you need this? Here you go. I'd be like, what are you going to do with this?
Okay, hear me out. Up until a certain point, I would give. I'm not going to give someone, like, $10 million.
Nope. I'm not enabling any sort.
But if my mom needed something, like, my mom doesn't have to ask me. My mom doesn't have to give me a fucking reason. It's my mom.
Okay, that's different.
That's what I'm saying. If my sister asked me, I wouldn't even think of it.
Yeah, but then it's just like,
if my nephew needed something, I wouldn't even think of it.
I would.
Different. It's just different. And there's nothing wrong. Both opinions are totally.
Because they were
right.
Doing fine without the money. So what do you need it for?
No, I just see it as like, I think, okay, so as someone who, my family went through like really high highs and really low lows. I know that with money, it can ease a lot of stress on people.
Yeah, and for sure.
If I can make a difference in my family's life, I absolutely would love to set everybody up with the success that they don't have to struggle.
Okay. But that's my point too.
Yeah.
I wouldn't just give it because if it was someone that like just wants to ask for money just to ask for money.
Yeah.
Because they need their life to be easier.
No.
But they're not trying to work for something or go for like. Like, if it's for school, of course. Yeah, of course. Like, you want to go to school, here's money.
Or you want to open a business.
Whatever. Yeah. But I'm just talking, like, if they're just asking just to ask because they don't want to work.
No, of course.
No, I'm not giving it. You got to work for it.
Of course. I wouldn't. It's not like a freebie, but, like, you don't have to plead a really hard case with me.
No.
Because I just don't think.
I just need a full business plan.
I don't need to.
A to Z. Stop. Tell me how much funding you need.
She said, where's your business plan? Show me. Okay.
That's me. I'm the shark in Shark Tank.
Literally. But I mean, it makes.
I'm like, what's my return?
But it makes sense because it's your personal experience. Like, you do own a business. You do know what it takes to get there and to work hard and do those things. And like, I totally get that. So I totally understand why you see that way and why you would be a little bit more hesitant. It's not like I haven't been around people who opened businesses and stuff like that. But I don't know. I don't really. Money is not like it's a driver for me. Absolutely. Because I think money is something you need in this day and age. You can't live without money.
Right.
But it's not necessarily like, it's not so much of a driver for me. Like, I value my happiness more than I do money.
Me, 100%.
Me too. I do know that with money, you can ease your life and not be stressed about certain things. But money
is a tool. Money is not the end all be all.
Thank you. I agree. Yes. So in turn, I would definitely do stuff with it. And I would give it, and
that's why I said I would travel, because I'm also really big on experiences.
Yeah, I think, like, travel is something I didn't say, but I totally would love to do that, because like, traveling is like one of my favorite things, which is probably why I nonstop travel, because I'm always like, why not? Fuck it.
I had that much money, realistically, I don't have to be in one spot at every time.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? Like, I'll just have my business running. I'll be like in.
Would you buy a plane?
No.
Yeah, I think it's such a bad. Anyone who's ever.
Such a waste of money.
Anyone who's ever bought one has always said it's like a terrible decision.
The amount of money you spend on maintenance, I wouldn't buy a boat. Fuel? Either. I wouldn't buy a boat.
Girl,
either.
Buy. I don't even like filling up my car. It's $90. No. Fuck that shit. I can't even imagine.
I wouldn't buy a boat either.
No. Well, maybe I'd buy a boat. Like, I'd buy like a lake boat, not like a big, like a yacht. I wouldn't buy a yacht.
I love boats, but here's how I think of it. Like, you could literally just rent one. Like, why would you want to sit?
Yeah, but it's not the same because, like, Hemi's brother has a boat and it is literally so fun and they know it so well and he customized it and it's like his specs and it's something he really enjoys.
Okay.
And like, he has been like a hard ass salesperson his whole life and like busted his ass. So like, that is a fruit of his labor and it's something that he and his wife are like so big on. And when we go, it's a really special experience.
Yeah, because it's his. I can see how.
I totally would. I totally would buy a
boat. I can see how, why. How, why?
I totally see how, why.
I can see how it would be enticing to buy one and have it be your own. Like, yeah. You can have your little, like, it's like a car.
Yeah, and you leave everything there. Everything's, like, custom.
I do love boats. We've talked about this before.
Yep. She's a boat person.
I've been so tempted these last few days because, like, it's been so nice. The weather's been so nice. So I've been going to work and I'm parked. I mean, all the boats are parked right up by the front entrance.
Yeah.
Dude, every time I walk by, I'm like,
you just want to like jump on them.
Yeah, they're so it's close. It's so close.
You totally could. You could just pop
can
over.
Can I just like hang out with someone? Hey! Like,
you really got to start making friends with the people.
I know.
My mom used to
it's
go.
It's always the workers though.
Oh, damn. You never mind. But my mom
can
used to.
Can you get the owner?
Who's the owner? Give them my card. No, but my mom, when she lived in LA, she would go and like study in Malibu. So much so that she would like go to the beach and she'd just be like studying with like flashcards or whatever that the locals started thinking that she lived there.
Oh my God.
And so she literally became friends with like all these people who like literally lived right there on the fucking coast in Malibu because they literally thought she was from there because she was there all the time.
Oh my gosh.
And so it's who, what did you say earlier? It's who you know?
It's not, no, it's not what you know, it's who you know.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Your network is your net worth.
Wow, Miranda. I
you
love
never
that.
Heard that one?
No, I
really?
Love that.
Really, actually?
That's really nice. I like that. No, I haven't heard that.
Wow.
I don't think I spend enough time on LinkedIn.
You're not a business owner.
No. Hey.
No, I'm serious.
I'm just her client. Anyways, guys, that's our episode. I know it was all over the place. We're kind of in that mood. Like, it's just
today we were just like, fuck it.
To be honest with you, I'm flying out tomorrow. I haven't packed. I haven't even unpacked from. Oh, sorry. Didn't mean to hit your mic. I haven't even unpacked from my trip and I have to pack and I'm just a jumbled mess. So
this episode is a jumbled mess. Thanks, Anelli.
Brought
Anyways,
to you by a jumbled mess.
We are going to be releasing this on Thursday, every Thursday. And also next
What do you mean
week,
we're releasing this on Thursday?
This episode.
We release every Thursday. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, but this episode.
Well, yeah, girl.
Okay. So every Thursday.
We do that every week.
Can you just shut the fuck
Thursdays.
Up?
Thursdays.
Anyways, and next week is our very special first guest episode with our
moms.
Beloved mamas. So for Mother's Day, we did a Mother's Day special episode and sorry, there was a fucking fly distracting me.
Yeah, we had our moms on and we did like a fun little get to know us with our moms. So yeah. You guys definitely have to tune into that episode because it's really fun. And it was just like a really cute time to have. It did look kind of funny because our moms are sitting right next to us and it literally just looked like multiples
copies
of
us. Yeah.
So it was just kind of funny and like, you know, they got along so
they
well
said,
too.
Copy paste.
Literally. But yeah, you guys have to definitely tune in to that episode. Obviously tune in every week. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you. Like, follow, subscribe, rate us 5 stars. If you don't rate us 5 stars, please don't rate us. And we will
see you next week.
Bye.